Mix 101.7 KAYL, you are listening to the Saturday Morning Huddle program, week four, and talking Storm Lake Tornadoes with head coach Rudy Week, and we really got to get that Rudy chant going just like in the movie as the Tornadoes win another one, 2-0 in district play now with a 49-21 win last night over Denison Schleswig. Let's talk offense. First of all, Rudy, 574 yards unofficially. We had Jafor, 423 on the ground, close to 7.5 per carry. Not a bad night's work.
Yeah, no, it was a good night for us offensively. Moving the ball with those halfbacks, Josh Wurge and Eric Broich, both had a phenomenal game. I think they were within about 5 yards of each other in rushing, both at about 160. So, you know, when we get the ball in those guys' hands and they can follow their blockers, they can really tear things up for us.
Yeah, we had Broich for 165, and Josh had 160, and Luxus Inthamath rushed for 59 more, and all three of those guys sharing the wealth, each scoring two touchdowns.
Yeah, and it's nice when we're able to get them all spread out like that and have them share the load there. And I'll tell you, they want to score more. And I had Eric Broich saying, "Oh, I get us down here," and Luxus is vulturing them, and they're joking around and having a good time. And I love to hear that.
Well, that's good. Yeah. They're greedy then.
They are, and at the same time, you know, they're the first ones to high five each other after a score and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the three great kids that are really playing hard.
Nice start last night, Coach, as you got up 21-0.
Yeah, it was a good start for us. We really got it rolling. Unfortunately, we came back and made a couple mistakes that let them back into it for a while, but I was happy that the kids battled back and were willing to put it away.
Yeah, Denison Schleswig ended up making a game out of it as that 21-0 lead soon became a 28-21 in your favor, but Luxus got a one-yard touchdown run late in the first half, so going up 14 points into halftime maybe gave you a chance to relax a little bit more and took some of the pressure off that might have come back on your side.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely let them back into it, and that's what we've been talking about that we can't do. And luckily, we were good enough last night to overcome some of those mistakes, but we're not going to be able to do that every week. So it's things that we obviously just can't do. We have to play smarter football.
Yeah, some more mistakes, as you alluded to. You did turn it over three times. The Monarchs had four, though, and the penalties, an improvement from last week, but still 11 for 79 yards. Once you get to facing some more of the stiffer competition, something you definitely got to clean up more.
Yeah, and those penalties, it'll be a 2-yard penalty, sure, and that's what we're reading off, but it'll be on a 30-yard play. So it kills you. And then all of a sudden, instead of being first and 10, it's second and 20, and you know, what do you call on second and 20? It's a much harder situation that we put ourselves in, especially last night when we were just grinding. You know, we were getting 6 yards of carry. You know, we weren't busting a lot of long ones, so we can't put ourselves back in the chains when we're playing like that.
So we spoke of the outstanding job that all the running backs did. Michael DeMars chipped in for 151 yards, so a 2-0 start in district play as you're aiming for that first playoff appearance in school history. One more win in district play might be what it takes to get it done, and what better spot to get that done, get another one under your belts in the district, homecoming next week against Spencer.
Hey, that's when we're looking for it. And, you know, we haven't won a homecoming in a couple of years, at least, since I've been here. We have Spencer, and now they're 0-2 in the district, but they've played two really good teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know that they're going to give us their best football, and they're going to be looking for that first district win. We're going to have to take care of the little things and quit with the penalties and play better defense.
Tornadoes win again last night, now 2-2 overall, 49-21. Green and white win down at Dennis and Schleswig. Coach Rudy Week, congratulations, Coach, on the win, and good luck next Friday.
Thank you for having me on.